Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Lana Blakely podcast. I'm recording this with my puppy in my room. So, what is he doing? Ooh, he just lay down. We are lucky. I was going to say we're going to have to see how that goes because he's a puppy and he likes to walk around on everything and bite things and make noises, which isn't exactly what we're looking for when we're recording this podcast. Speaking of sitting in my room, I'm actually turning this room into a studio. I've never had a studio. I've always recorded my videos and whatnot just in random spots around wherever I've lived. But I feel like it's time to have a space that is fully dedicated to just videos and podcasts and any other creative things that I do, just to have a place that is where I'm not distracted and where I go there to do what I need to do, and that's it. Because otherwise, when you have a space where you do multiple things, like you sleep there, you eat there, you work there, you have your leisure there, I'm not a fan of that. I feel like it gets confusing. I feel like it leads to procrastination because it's just distracting. So whenever I can, I try to have dedicated spots for different things. So this is going to be the first time that I have a dedicated spot for creative work. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm about to transform a pretty boring bedroom into an office. If I sound different today, it's because I've had a cold. I still kind of have a cold, but at least it's better. But my voice is still a bit weird, just so you know that. What else are we talking about? Fall is definitely here, and I am beyond excited. I don't know. I've been loving these past few days. It's been sunny outside here in Stockholm. And all the leaves on the trees have turned orange and different shades of yellow. And it's just gorgeous. It's so beautiful. And it's been very warm too, which makes it that much better because I'm not a huge fan of the cold. So it's been warm, but it's been fall, which isn't like super common here in Stockholm. You know, when we enter autumn, it tends to get pretty cold. So it's a bit hard to really enjoy it because it's just kind of freezing, but now it's just been perfect. I was with my puppy on a big field the other day with probably over 100 other dogs, and most of them were off leash. It was a stunning day, and everyone just looked so happy. It was like dog heaven, dog paradise. And Fred, my puppy, has not been off leash yet. But when I saw all those other puppies being off leash, you know, running around, having fun, I was like, okay, this is the moment when I start training him to be off leash. I mean, he's been off leash for very brief moments here and there, but not in a distracted environment. And so we started practicing and it went great. It went way better than I thought. And so we've been practicing being off leash every day since then. And I love it. I mean, the thought of being able to walk around with my dog with no leash and just being free, you know, me being free, him being free, and both of us having much of a better time is a dream. And that's the goal. So what are we talking about today? Today I want to talk about fear. And I feel like sometimes I forget what life was like before I decided to take my own path in life. You know, before I started sharing my life online, before I started my channel, started uploading, while I was stuck, or I don't want to say stuck because no one was forcing me to be there. But okay, we'll use the word stuck. When I was stuck at my corporate job, you know, the thought of being able to take my own path in life was something that I dreamt of a lot. Every day I would obsess, but it was something that I felt like, what are my neighbors doing? I don't know. They're banging something. And I'm sure the mic is picking that up. Let me see if they're going to stop and maybe we're going to have to take a small break. All right, we're back. Where was I? Yeah, so the thought of taking my own path in life, whatever that meant, whatever creative endeavor, because I always felt like I was the creative type. So the thought of doing something with that was something that I felt like would always have to be just a hobby to me. It was never something that I thought I was actually going to pursue as a full-time thing, as a career, something that would, that I would be able to provide for myself with. And so here I am, you know, a few years later, and I'm doing that. And I've never been happier doing anything in my life ever before. And sometimes I like to remind myself of how I felt and who I was before all of this. I mean, not that I was a completely different person, but I was definitely someone who was a lot more fearful, someone who had a lot more doubts, someone who definitely was a lot more unhappy, because I ended up being in a place where I would dread going to work. I would wake up every morning and I would just picture, you know, the cubicles sitting there, being bored, being understimulated, not feeling inspired, feeling trapped, Monday through Friday for, 9 hours a day. And look, my job was not terrible. My job was not even bad at all. And I'm also very grateful that I even got to have that job and any job that I've had, because like I remember applying for jobs and getting no's after no's after no's and going on interviews and no one wanting me. And then finally getting a job. It's not something that I take for granted or that I'm ungrateful for. I'm very happy that, you know, these people gave me a chance. And again, those jobs were not bad jobs, but I felt trapped. I felt like, I'll try to explain the feeling. I felt like an overfilled bottle that is just dying for the lid to open. An overfilled bottle that is dying for someone to just open the lid so I can breathe and be free. And that someone had to be me. You know, no one is going to come into your life and do all the things for you that you want for yourself. It's something that you have to do. One of the best pieces of advice that I ever got, actually, and I think I've mentioned this in one or more of my videos, was a former manager who said to me, he said, "Hey, Lana, I have one piece of advice for you." I'm paraphrasing. "No one gives a shit about you." And this was in the context of me wanting to take on more responsibility and wanting to grow in the company. What he meant by that was that if you want something to get done, you need to do it for yourself. And even though it was harsh, I am a tough love kind of person. I don't really like when people sugarcoat things. So for me, I appreciated that, knowing his intention. And I carry that with me to this day. And so where does fear fit into all of this? Well, a lot of times what holds us back is, of course, fear. You know, if I take this leap of faith and I quit my job, or I leave this relationship, or I move across the country, or, you know, anything, I start dressing differently, what are people going to think? What if I fail? What if things go wrong? What if someone laughs at me? What if I regret it? What if things are actually good and I'm just finding any reason I can to complain when in reality I'm in a good place? You know, all these questions are going to bother you. I know they bothered me. When I started thinking about actually leaving my job and pursuing YouTube and what I'm doing now, I was terrified, but I also felt very calm. I was terrified because you never know what may happen. You know, what if I'm not successful? What if things don't go the way I hope they will? What if I'm not even going to enjoy it the way that I've built this anticipation and excitement and expectation up in my mind. Maybe it's not like that at all. But I also felt calm because I felt like I want this so bad. I'm obsessing over it. I can't think of anything else. I'm willing to give it my all. And that made me feel calm. And it also gave me confidence. And so when you break your fear once, that will make you confident. I know it made me confident. Because when you take a leap of faith once, you're going to be tempted to do it again and again and again. And for me, each time that I have, you know, let go of fear and embraced the unknown, I've always learned important lessons. There's always been growth. And things have not always gone well. Not always. You know, sometimes you decide to let go of fear, to pursue whatever it is that you want to pursue, and things don't go the way that you wanted or expected at all. And that's something that we need to count on. You know, we don't pursue things being sure they're going to work out. Or, let me put it this way. If we only pursue things when we feel like, okay, I'm 99% sure this thing is going to work out, or else I'm not doing it, then we're going to be held back from so much in life, because majority of the time, you're not going to be 99% sure that things are going to work out. There's just no way. You never know where life will take you. You never know what may happen. You know, life can change tomorrow. And so we're never going to be sure. I guess the point is that we need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's something that I've had to learn. It's something that I'm still learning. It's something that I had to learn when I launched a newsletter. I felt like, oh, maybe no one is going to like my writing. Maybe people are not going to be entertained with what I'm writing. Maybe my letters, my newsletters, are not going to speak to a lot of people. Maybe very few people will sign up. I have all these fears. Or I wouldn't call them fears at that point. I feel like I've gotten pretty comfortable with putting myself out there. Let's call them question marks. I had all these question marks. And so when you have question marks, you have two options. Back off to avoid any pain or disappointment that may come, or go all in and be okay with whatever outcome awaits on the other side. And learning that, and that is a skill. I think facing fears and facing discomfort is a skill. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. And then I did. And it's the same thing with this podcast. You know, I started this, well, I did postpone it for like a year because I had all these question marks. I thought, who was going to listen to a solo podcast? Is it going to be interesting when it's just me ranting with myself, by myself? Can I podcast? Am I a podcaster? But then I thought, okay, so I have all these question marks. I'll either back off and just not do it, or I'll do it. I'll embrace the question marks and be okay with whatever outcome awaits. And here we are. I think the reason that I've been able to embrace all these new endeavors is because I've been practicing training the discomfort muscle. And I have a long way to go. There are so many things that I want to do that I still feel, doubt, and fear about, but I am so much further ahead than I was before I took the biggest leap of faith, which was leaving my stable full-time corporate job and pursuing a career as an online creator. So I know that a lot of people want to take their own path. I know that because I get so many messages from people telling me that. And, you know, people always ask for advice, which I understand. I was seeking out advice like crazy when I thought of doing this whole thing. And, you know, I think all the advice in the world won't help as much as just doing the damn thing will. You know, sometimes seeking out advice and inspiration is a form of procrastination, in my opinion. I feel like we do that because we want to feel like we are well equipped before we pursue whatever it is we want to pursue. Again, this does not have to only apply to starting a channel or being a social media figure. This can apply to anything in your life. Again, it could be letting go of a relationship. It could be changing your hairstyle. It could be going vegan. I don't know, whatever it is in your life right now. If you're anything like me, you like doing tons of research. And of course, doing research and knowing what you are getting yourself into is important to a certain extent. I think there's definitely a line to be crossed when it becomes too much, where we're only doing it because we're postponing it. Again, it's a form of procrastination. So yes, advice is good. Asking is great. Getting help is a good thing to do. But the only thing that will get you from point A to B is to actually start walking. You know, speaking of fear and how overcoming that fear can bring us so much fulfillment, so many lessons, even failures that we learn from, I have another example from my life. So I've wanted a dog for as long as I can remember. Like ever since I learned what a dog was, I wanted one. But I could never get one because my family did not want one. And I was too little to take that responsibility on, although 12-year-old me thought that she was responsible enough to take care of a puppy. I've always said that as soon as I have my own place, you know, no roommates, no nothing, and I'm stable enough, you know, I'm checking all the boxes here, what am I waiting for? And so I started researching and reading and contacting people. And I made up my mind. I said, all right, I'm doing the damn thing. And then the day before I was going to pick up Fred, my puppy, I called my sister and I said, I'm not doing it. I said, I've decided. Why? I felt terrified. I felt like, how could I possibly give this soul, this living creature, everything that he needs? What if I'm not enough? What if I don't know enough? You know, even stupid little things like, what if he swallows something he's not supposed to swallow and then I'm going to feel terrible for the rest of my life because he's going to get sick? Or what if we go outside and another dog tries to attack him and I'm not quick enough to pick him up? You know, I had all these scenarios in my head, just terrifying myself, basically. And maybe I was thinking of these scenarios to have an excuse to get myself out of doing it because I was scared. And I think we do that a lot. I think we do that more than we realize. Because when you start thinking of worst case scenarios and you kind of make them the center of attention, you start justifying not doing the thing. And I think that's what I was doing. I had gone from thinking about all the good things with owning a dog to all the terrible things that could happen. And now, of course, there needs to be a balance. You know, we need to know the pros and cons of everything. I'm not telling anyone that you should only focus on the positives. Not at all, trust me. Especially when it comes to taking responsibility for another life. Before doing something like that, you should really read up on all the cons, all the struggles. But to catastrophize that and feed off of that and let that be the reason why you don't do something, I think is a form of excuse that we use to not pursue the things that we want to pursue because we're scared. So back to me calling my sister, telling her that I've decided I'm not doing it. She's actually the one who convinced me that I should do it at the very last minute because she knew that I could. And I guess in that moment, she trusted me more than I trusted myself. And so I did. So it's been very hard, but it's also been the best thing that I've ever done in my life. And I was moments away from not doing it because I was numbed by fear. And sure, Things could have gone the other way. I could have hated it, regretted it. That could have also been a possible outcome. I'm very grateful for, you know, having someone close around me to give me that push. Someone who believed in me when I did not believe in myself. But we don't always have that person. I have not always had that person. I've always had good support. I've always had loving people around me. But I've definitely not always had people believing in my dreams. I've had the opposite. People telling me that I'm crazy. People telling me, what the hell are you thinking? Leaving your job. What the hell are you thinking? Moving across the country. Or not across the country, across the world alone. What are you thinking doing XYZ? I've had a lot of that. I've had a lot of people doubting, questioning, making fun of, not understanding. And the reason I bring that up is because I know that a lot of people feel like they lack support. I know that. You know, not everyone is, I don't know, lucky enough. I don't know if lucky is the right word. I guess it is. To have people around them that supports everything that they do. But I also know of people who have gone for their dreams, you know, big and small. Again, we're talking big scale and small scale, who have not had anyone believe in them and who still did the damn thing. And it turned out to be everything that they wanted and more. So if you don't have people supporting you, I'm so sorry. But please don't let that stop you. Please don't let the lack of support from others result in lack of fulfillment in your life. You need to take ownership of that for your own happiness. At least that's my opinion. Okay, that was a bit of a rant, but I really just want people to find courage. And I don't want anyone to be a bystander in their own life. What is that saying? You are the captain of your own ship, I think. I don't know who said that, but I think it's a pretty known saying. And so maybe that's something to think about for this week. And that was all for me. Thank you all so much for listening. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and on Google. I really do appreciate it. And if you are listening to this, please tag me on Twitter or Instagram. A lot of you tag me on Instagram when you are listening. I love seeing that. It's Lana Blakely everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. You know the drill. Thank you so much for listening. Again, sorry about the voice. Can't control it. It is what it is right now. If you have listened this far, I'm sure it did not bother you that much. All right. Thank you, and I'll see you on Sunday in my next YouTube video. If not, on Monday on my newsletter. If not, on Tuesday in my next podcast episode. That was way too long of an outro. All right. Bye.